This is Brian Curtis with the KHSU Magazine, joined in studio now by David Powell and James Hildebrandt, who are putting on a very exciting presentation also this coming Sunday. How's it going, gentlemen?
Good.
That's Saturday.
Good. Yeah, Saturday, actually.
What? Well, already we're making serious power moves. I'm going to switch this 10 to a 9. Well, good. Now you don't have to compete with TED Talks.
There we go.
I don't want to feel like my guests are competing with one another. I want it to feel collaborative. Well, tell us what's going down Saturday the 9th.
Well, speaking of collaboration, we're putting on a recital of Schubert's Die Schönemüllerin Song Cycle, which is a phenomenal piece of music that I've been working on for quite a while. And James is coming in and bringing a shadow play to accompany this. So it's live visual storytelling of the cycle as it's being sung and presented.
And David, you were raised in Humboldt, but then left for a while. You went and studied music and performed in the Northeast, in Boston and New York City.
Mm-hmm.
But the Redwoods called you back.
They always do. Yeah, home is always going to be here in some capacity.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and your musical studies and performance history. Get people excited. Let them know what you do.
Absolutely. Well, I've been singing my whole life, but I've been studying opera and classical music for close to 20 years now. I grew up in the area singing in small churches and that like. I went to Eureka High School, was in the choirs there, went to Humboldt State, studied there for a few years before I transferred out to Boston. There I was at the Boston Conservatory for 3 years. And post that, it's been sort of bouncing back and forth between the East Coast and here for a while, came back and spent some time with my father and my mom, and then back to New York most recently. I was studying with some Juilliard professors there for a couple years and singing with some phenomenal opportunities. I got to sing at Lincoln Center and Symphony Space in New York.
Oh, I was going to ask you about Lincoln Center, and then I got all, like, second-guessy, like, oh, my gosh, I don't even know what date this thing is. Maybe it said, like, Lipskin Center, and I'm way off. No, that's really awesome. And, James, you are presenting a shadow play to accompany this. I'm curious what drew you to that particular medium of storytelling.
It goes way back. I've been doing shadows since I was about 19, and then I took a break for about 18 years, raise a family and stuff, and fell back into it by just love of that type of graphic work and theater.
Is that a specialty, or is it one of many sort of performance media that you pursue?
It's become that. I started out as a painter and a lithographer, and then just started doing shadow puppetry for Heart of the Beast Puppet and Mask Theater in Minneapolis. And then to keep things going, I'm a puppeteer primarily now. And
Do you work up with Del Arte?
I'm the technical director and a resident artist. So I've been doing multiple projects, teaching in 8 different schools.
Oh my goodness.
Shadow puppetry to 4th to 5th graders. Done a project with the Wiat tribe, taking one of their stories, original stories, and working with linguists through Del Arte, and bringing a show that we performed about 16 times in the area. And I can continue. And what brought me to it is Laura Munoz and I, we had worked on Shadow and Actor together. Then I work with Pratik Matwani, and we took that show to New York. And that was a blast. And now David and I, we're working on this piece.
Yeah. How did that collaboration come together? Who sought out whom?
You know, honestly, it came about through a conversation on a long drive back up from the Bay Area. And
with how many Zimbabweans?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we went down to pick up some international students that were up with visiting Arcata High for 2 weeks, and we were driving them up from the Bay Area. And on the return trip from that, I started telling them about this project that I had in mind, that I loved the song cycle, I love the poetry, I love the words, but it's all in German, and not a lot of people speak or understand German, especially when it's in song form. It's a little bit of a different hybrid language. And so how do you engage an audience in this day and age when classical song cycles are no longer part of what we consider our normal entertainment. And I knew that James had been working with shadow puppets and shadow plays for a long time, and so I broached this idea of, what do you think if we took this beautiful classical song cycle and we found a way to engage the audience, to get them out of the translations instead of staring at the program in their laps the whole time? How do I get them to look up, to see, to be engaged, to feel and experience this cycle? And James immediately said, oh, shadow puppets.
I know, just the thing.
I have an idea. And so we had a 6.5 hour long conversation about potential and the cycle and how it could be.
And the Zimbabwean high school students are in the back just like, what are these two going on about? So excited. So as you mentioned, it's a song cycle, and mm-hmm. it's based on poems by Wilhelm Müller, hence mm-hmm. the Müllerin in the title. And it sounds like it's kind of, I don't want to use a phrase so cliche as emotional roller coaster, but it really goes a lot of places. Tell us a little bit about the narrative backbone of the song cycle.
Absolutely. Well, it's about this young Müller, this young man, who wakes up one day and says, I must wander. I have the Wanderlust. I must travel the world. And so, you know, as a Müller, he's surrounded by things in motion. The river runs, the mill wheels turn, the stones grind. Everything is in motion in his world. And so I, too, must be in motion. And so he sets off on this journey to find himself. And Schubert and Wilhelm Müller, in collaboration, brilliantly, in this 20-song cycle, here he says, I must wander, I must be a free spirit. Three songs later, he says, I found it, I'm home. I no longer need to wander, I found my purpose in life.
And so, let me guess, he falls in love.
He falls in love, exactly. He sees de schöne Müllerin, the beautiful Müller maid, and immediately must be with her. And so through the arc of the story, he's working at the mill where she lives and her father runs it, and it's very odd. He never really speaks to her. He never really engages her. It's this romanticized love. It's this ideal of, I love her from afar. I love the idea of her. I want to be with her, but I couldn't possibly speak to her. Oh, no. And so as the cycle progresses, he falls deeply in love with her and all of the emotions, the highs and lows that come with that love. And then eventually, he seems to have won her affections, or at least in his mind, he's won her affections. About halfway through the cycle, he sings the song, Mine, which is all about, she's mine, I've won her. And then almost instantly, he sees her begin to fall in love with somebody else, the hunter, the local wild man of the woods. And so jealousy quickly begins to unravel his sanity. And he goes from this loving, wonderful, romantic, carefree person to this jealous, spiteful, watching her from the distance. What is she doing, and why does she like him, and why is he always coming around here?
Even in just the description, your voice has already taken on so many characteristics and changes, and you really capture the emotion. And so I'm sure when it's in song form, it's really putting you through your paces, as it were.
It's amazing.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And James, as David was just saying, you know, everything is emotion. So are you operating all these elements of the different puppet or shadow universe all by yourself, or do you have assistants?
I have an assistant, Laura Munoz. We work together on a lot of projects together. So she's doing mostly the light. I set everything up, and then we talk about where scenery needs to go, how light needs to be, and she comes in and occasionally we'll do a puppet, so I can concentrate on the puppetry. Plus, probably may have another handler also, a puppet handler. So it gets crowded back there with about 80 puppets.
We should also mention that, 80 puppets. Goodness gracious. Yeah. We should also mention that John Chernoff.
Yes.
Local piano luminary mm-hmm. will be accompanying you.
That is a great word.
On the keys. We've got about a minute left. James, would you maybe be interested in singing a brief passage to really...
Not me.
Oh, not you.
If you want.
I'm sorry, David.
If you want the mics off, I'll turn the mics off.
Sure. And then, David, you can do puppets.
Yeah,
and
switch it around. Today's that day.
Let's do it.
No, David, please, if you would.
Sure. So I can sing a little bit of, this is the 10th song. The title is Tränenregen, and it means the rain of tears. And it's one of the most beautifully poetic. Mm. He's with her one of the few times in the cycle, sitting by her side, by the river, and becomes enamored with her reflection in the water.
Okay. Yeah, stand on up. Free that diaphragm.
Right? All the breath. Wir saßen so traulich beisammen im kühlen Erlendach. Wir schauten so traulich zusammen hinab in den rieselnden Bach. Der Mond war auch gekommen, die Sternlein hinterdrein, und schauten so traulich zusammen in den silbernen Spiegel hinein.
Yeah,
right on.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, David.
Sure.
Hopefully that'll hook some curious listeners in, and should they be so hooked, tell them where and when they can come see this awesome performance.
We'll be performing Saturday night at 8 o'clock p.m. at the Christ Episcopal Church in Eureka. It's on the corner of 15th and H Streets. And it's a beautiful space. It's a redwood church, so it just, the sounds in there are beautiful, and it's just a lovely space to perform.
Fantastic. I guess the theater speak would be break a leg to both of you. I wish you great success with your show. Thank you so much for taking the time to come in and tell us about it today.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
James Hildebrandt and David Powell performing Die Schönen Müllerin this Saturday night in Eureka.